ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमा अस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः तस्मात् मनोवृत्त्युपाधिपरिच्छिन्नम् मनोवृत्तिनिष्ठम् आत्मचैतन्यम् अनादिनिधनम् यजुःशब्दवाच्यम् आत्मविज्ञानम् मन्त्राः इति. So beautifully said, what is a mantra? It is not about the content of the mantra. How the when you say Vedas are timeless, perennially eternal, on what basis do we say Vedas are timeless? Become very clear here. Why for Manomaya Kosha Vedas are taken? First we saw already one reason. Vedas happen to be the body of knowledge, always is in the form of thoughts. Now it is said thoughts are internal. Now, tasmat, you have to remember what has been said before to understand why therefore. So I'm reading the previous paragraph again just to bring you to the new lesson. If Rig Mantra is not an object of mental action, then when the memory of the mantra is repeated, the vidhi, that the Rig Mantra is to be repeated 3 times, will not be fulfilled. The mental action in the form of repetition of the Rig Mantra is Mukhyartha. We can make an underline that line for you note. The mental action in the form of repetition of the Rig Mantra is the primary meaning of the any mantra, especially Rig Mantra. So mental action in the form of repetition of the Rig Mantra is the Mukhyartha, primary meaning, which is Choditaha, enjoined. That primary meaning is given up in this interpretation. Remembering is not the Mukhyartha of the Vidhi. Here, Manasa Japa is enjoined and that has to be followed. Tasmat, therefore, tasmat, mano vritti upadhi parichinnam, mano vritti nishtam, atma chaitanyam, anadi nidhanam, yajushabda vachyam, atma vijnanam, mantraha iti. Tasmat, therefore, the direct meaning of the word yajush is mantra, any mantra which refers to the consciousness, the self, atma chaitanyam. So any, I'm repeating it again, the direct meaning of the word yajush is mantra. A mantra which refers to, I'm making it singular, a mantra which refers to the consciousness. So if you take plural also, yajumshi, the mantras which refer to the consciousness, atma chaitanyam, the self, anadi nidhanam, which has no beginning and end. Anadi nidhanam, which has no beginning and end. The consciousness which has no beginning and end, which is the self. Then, manovritti, upadhi parichinnam, manovritti nishtam. The 2 words are there. Manovritti nishtam, which obtains in the mental vrittis. And manovritti upadhi parichinnam, and which becomes limited due to the conditioning of the mental vrittis. Is it clear? That is why important. Therefore, what is the Yajur mantra, or what is the mantra, he says, the direct meaning of the word Yajush is a mantra which refers to the consciousness, the self, which has no beginning and end, which obtains in the mental vrittis, thoughts, and which becomes limited due to the conditioning of the mental thoughts, mental vrittis. So, manovritti upadhi parichinna. Manovritti plus upadhi, manovritti upadhi ends in the death. Manovritti upadhi parichinnam. It's a consciousness which becomes limited due to the conditioning of the mental vrittis. And manovritti nishtam, which obtains in the mental thoughts. Atma chaitanyam, the consciousness. Anadi nidhanam, which has no beginning and end, is so atma vijnanam, atma chaitanyam, atma vijnanam, same, the consciousness, yajush shabda vachyam, it is the meaning of the word yajur, yajush, mantraha iti. So manovritti, therefore the direct meaning of the word yajush is mantras which refer to the consciousness, the self, which has no beginning and end, which obtains in the mental vrittis, and which becomes limited due to the conditioning of the mental vrittis. Manovritti nishtam, atma chaitanyam, atma vijnanam. The chaitanyam that abides in the manovritti is anadi nidhanam, devoid of beginning and end. We are not talking of mere vritti that comes and goes. It is like even the entire jagat, which is nothing but knowledge, continues to be there all the time, either in unmanifest form or manifest form. Similarly, these are all important portions. So, manovritti nishtam, atma chaitanyam, atma vijnanam. The chaitanyam that abides in the manovritti is anadi nidhanam, devoid of beginning and end. We are not talking of mere vritti that comes and goes. It is like even the entire jagat, which is nothing but knowledge, continues to be there all the time, either in unmanifest form or manifest form. Similarly, the manovritti upadhi goes to unmanifest state during dissolution of jagat, and again manifests during creation. Thereby, it has perennial nityatvam. It is therefore called anadi nidhanam, without beginning and end. The Chaitanyam is described further as manovritti upadhi parichinnam, as though limited. Make a note, as though limited by the upadhi of manovritti. Consciousness is not really limited, cannot be limited. Therefore, the Chaitanyam is described further as manovritti upadhi parichinnam, as though limited by the upadhi of manovritti. Mantras which are in the form of manovrittis are limited, but they are unlike any other vrittis, and they have the nature of repeatedly getting manifest and unmanifest. A part thought is born and gone. It is momentary. Here mantras have perennial eternity. So, Atma Chaitanyam, Atma Vijnanam, the consciousness conditioned by Manovritti is called Yajuhu. The consciousness conditioned by Manovritti is called Yajuhu. So pure Chaitanyam is not Veda. But Mantra Vritti Anugata, Mantra Vritti Anugata Chaitanyam is Veda. It is Chaitanyam with the upadhi of whatever Veda mantras are there, in vritti form. Therefore, mantras are vritti viseshaha, pervaded by chaitanyam, and that is yajuhu. Evancha nityatva upapattihi vedanam. Vedanam nityatva upapattihi. Anyatha vishayatve rupadivat anityatvam cha syat. Anyatha vishayatve rupadivat anityatvam cha syat. Na etad yuktam. Na etad yuktam. Naitad yuktam. Evancha thus upapattihi means there is tenability. Upapattihi, this tenability of the eternity of the Vedas. So thus it is tenable that the Vedas have eternity. Vedanam nityatva upapattihi means Vedas do have the tenability of being eternal. It is possible that the Vedas have eternity. Anyatha vishayatve rupadivat anityattam cha syat. Naitad yuktam. Okay, I'm reading English now. Thus, it is tenable that the Vedas have eternity. Otherwise, if they are mere objects of manovrittihi, then they would become non-eternal like form, etc. That is not acceptable. Why? It is against, I'm telling you, Shruti, Smriti and Sutram. It's against all three pramanams. Prasthanatraya, Shruti, Veda, Smriti, Smriti, Puranam. Then Sutra means Brahma Sutras. Thus Vedas are eternal. Eternity here is Pravaha Nityatvam. Pravaha Nityatvam, perennial eternity. And it is not Kutastha Nityatvam. Kutastha Nityatvam means absolute eternity. But Pravaha Nityatvam is perennial eternity. So thus Vedas are eternal. Eternity here is Pravaha Nityatvam, perennial eternity, and it is not Kutastha Nityatvam. Eternity in the form of freedom from time. The word eternal is generally understood in time. If Svarga life is presented in the Vedas as Nitya, it means life exists for a long time. We have this usage. I'm waiting for you eternally. That is relative nityatvam. That word which has pravaha nityatvam keeps coming again and again and again. Vedas have that kind of nityatvam. Anyatha, otherwise, vishayatve. If the Veda mantras are just like objects outside, then rupadivat anityatvam syat. They would become non-eternal like form, etc. They are not so. Sense objects do not last long. As you perceive them, they keep changing. No single object is eternal. As you hear the musical notes, they keep changing. No single note is eternal. Mantras, on the other hand, are directly received by the mind from another mind and remain as they are. If we do not accept this, Veda would become anityam. Naitad yuktam. It is not proper to say everything is anityam. Let the Veda also be anityam. After all, Veda is in the form of words alone. No, it is not proper to say Vedas are anitya. Nityatva naitad yuktam. It is not proper to say everything is nityam. Let the Veda also be anityam. Everything is anityam. Let the Veda also be anityam. After all, Veda is in the form of words alone. No, it is not proper to say Vedas are anitya. Why? Sarve Vedaha yatra ekam bhavanti samanasinaha atma jananam. Sarve Vedaha yatra ekam bhavanti samanasinaha atma jananam. This is a quotation from Taittiriya Aranyakam, 3rd chapter, 2nd section, 1st mantra. What does this statement say? Sarve Vedaha yatra ekam bhavanti or eki bhavanti sa manasinaha atma jananam iti shrutihi nityatmana ekatvam bruvati rigadinam nityatve samanjasa syat iti shrutihi nityatmana ekatvam bruvati rigadinam nityatve samanjasa syat. The Shruti that talks of oneness of Rig Mantra. Ekatvam bruvati means Shrutihi. Ekatvam bruvati Shrutihi. The Shruti that talks of oneness of Rig Mantra, etc. Rigadinam of Rig Mantra, etc. with eternal Atma, Nityatmana. In the sentence, where all the Vedas become one, the Shruti that talks of oneness of Rig Mantra, etc., with the eternal Atma, in the sentence, where all the Vedas become one, Yatra Sarve Vedaha Ekam Bhavanti, where all the Vedas become one, that is, the Atma, Saha Atma, Jananam, which abides in the minds of people. Jananam Manasinaha, which abides in the minds of people. So where all the Vedas become one, that is the Atma, which abides in all, in the minds of all, sorry, which abides in the minds of people. Would be meaningful if mantras are eternal. Nice quotation. Sarve Vedaha yatra ekam bhavanti, yatra ekam bhavanti, samanasinaha atma jananam. Where all the Vedas become one, that is the Atma which abides in the minds of people. Would be meaningful if mantras are eternal. Nityatve samanjasa syat. Iyam shrutihi. This shrutihi. Rigadinam. Nityatmana ekatvam bruvati. The talks of oneness of all mantras like Rik, etc. with the eternal Atma. Samanjasa syat would be meaningful. Rigadinam nityatve. If Rigadi mantras are perennially eternal. If they are not perennially eternal, the Shruti cited will become invalid. The Shruti says, Sarve Vedaha yatra yasmin atmani, yatra yasmin atmani ekam bhavanti sa jananam atma. Where all the Vedas become one, that is the self of all. This entire jagat before its creation was indeed there in the form of sat. This jagat includes Vedas also. That is the idea. sa atma jananam manasinaha. That self is manifest. Sakshitaya. That self is manasi. Sorry. That is the idea. Sa atma jananam manasinaha. That self is manasi. Sakshitaya vartamanaha. Obtaining in the mind as the witness. Jananam manasinaha is a nice word for Atma. In the mind that obtains in every vritti as witness is manasinaha. In the mind what obtains in every vritti as witness is manasinaha. In that self, all the Vedas become one without any separation. To make this Shruti Samanjasa meaningful, we have to accept the Veda mantras as perennially eternal. It's a very beautiful fact. Do you all get it?
What is Samanjasa? How is the word formed?
No, Samanjasa, here is, it's a meaningful Mangama. Anjasa, Sam is a prefix. Anjasa means at once.
Okay.
Do you remember that word? Anjasa?
Yeah.
The Sam is a prefix there. Sarve Vedaha Yatraikam Bhavanti Samanasinaha Atma Jananam Iti Shrutihi Nityatmana Ekatvam Bhruvati Rigadinam Nityatve Samanjana Samanjasa Syat. The Shrutihi, the talks of oneness of Rig Mantra, etc., with the eternal Atma. In this sentence, where all the Vedas become one, that is the Atma, which abides in the minds of people, would be meaningful if mantras are eternal. Every sentence is important there. Iyam Shrutihi, this Shrutihi, Rigadinam, Nityatmana Ekatvam Bhruvati. The talks of oneness of all the mantras like Rig, etc. See, not only Rig Mantra, Yajur Mantra, all the Veda mantras. All the mantras like Rig, etc. with the eternal Atma. Samanjasa Syat would be meaningful. Samanjasa means meaningful. Syat means it would be. Samanjasasya would be meaningful. Rigadi nam nityatve. If Rigadi mantras are perennially eternal, if they are not perennially eternal, the Shruti cited will become invalid. The Shruti says, Sarve Vedaha yatra means yasmin atmani. Ekam bhavanti sa jananam atma. Where all the Vedas become one, that is the self of all. This entire jagat before its creation was indeed there in the form of sat. Sadeva saumya idamagre asit ekameva dvitiyam. Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 2nd section, 1st mantra. So the Shruti says, Sarve Vedaha Yatra Yasmin Atmani Ekam Bhavanti Sas Jananam Atma. Where all the Vedas become one, that is the self of all. This entire Jagat before its creation was indeed there in the form of Sat. This Jagat includes Vedas also. That is the idea. Sa Atma Jananam Manasinaha. That self is Manasi Sakshitaya Vartamanaha. Obtaining in the mind as the witness. Jananam Manasinaha is a nice word for Atma. In the mind, what obtains in every vritti as witness is Manasinaha. In that self, all the Vedas become one without any separation. To make this Shruti Samanjasa meaningful, we have to accept Veda mantras as perennially eternal. Clear?
Yes, thank you, Swami.
See, Veda mantras are also, Veda mantras happen to be knowledge. They have some content, and all of them, there must be some thoughts, vrittis. If there's no vritti, there cannot be knowledge of anything. Even to have small knowledge of a mosquito, you must have a vritti of mosquito in the mind. So any Veda mantra, the content of Veda mantra, there must be relevant thoughts. So thoughts are there, and any thought alone cannot become knowledge. So thought which rises in the form of consciousness, so in the presence of consciousness, so thought with consciousness alone becomes jnanam, knowledge. So what happens for these thoughts, objects are not outside. Got it? See, if I say pot, pot is means pot cognition is. World is means world cognition is. Water is means water cognition is. So in any cognition, any knowledge, every knowledge, any knowledge of any object is what? Thought plus consciousness. Okay? But for the thought, if the object is outside like a pot or water or something, then you cannot call it a perennially eternal. But here, the object of thought is something not perceptible. Therefore, there is content. So thought is there. Therefore, and what happens to all those when the pralayam happens? All the thoughts remain resolved. Again, they become manifest. Therefore, and where do these thoughts exist? In the consciousness. That they do not get perished. Every time pralayam happens, all the thoughts pertaining to Vedamantras remain resolved. Again, they become manifest. Therefore, Vedas are not relatively eternal. They are not absolutely, they are perennially eternal. Means every time the Jagat becomes unmanifest, Vedas also become unmanifest. Again, Vedas become manifest in the form of thoughts. And for which objects are not outside. Therefore, they are perennially eternal. Got it?
Thank you, Swami. Very clear. Thank you.
So, Prachokshare Parame Vyom Yasmin Devaha Adhivishve Nishedhu. See, another quotation from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So, Ruchaha Akshare Parame Vyomni Asmin Devaha Adhivishve Nishedhu. Ruchaha akshare parame vyoman yasmin devaha vyoman yasmin devaha adhi vishve nishedhu. The adhi should go with the nishedhu to get to mean adhi nishedhu. So ruchaha akshare parame vyoman yasmin devaha vishve adhi nishedhu. This is a quotation from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. The 8th mantra from 4th section. Iticha mantra varnaha. There is a supporting mantra also. The Rig mantras exist in the indestructible and limitless eternal being in whom all the deities reside. Richaha means Rigmantras. Richaha Rigmantras. Adhinisheduhu. The Rigmantras exist. Adhinisheduhu exist. Where? In the indestructible and limitless eternal being. Parame Akshare Parame Vyomni. Yasmin Devaha Adhinisheduhu. Yasmin Devaha Adhinisheduhu. In whom all the deities reside. So, there is a supporting mantra also. The Rig Mantras exist in the indestructible and limitless eternal being in whom all the deities reside. Finally, he quotes a mantra from Rik Samhita. Richaha, Richaha. I told you already, Rik is a singular word. Richaha is a plural word. Rik singular, Richaha plural. Rik, Richau, Richaha. If you want to say only one mantra, it's a Rik. Many mantras, Richaha. Rigveda mantras. Similarly, Yajush, one Yajurveda mantra. Yajumshi, plural. Yajumshi. Sama, Samani. Like that. So, Richaha means Rig Mantras. Okay. Finally, he quotes a mantra from Rig Samhita. Richaha, all the Rig Mantras. Okay. Rik means any one Rig Mantra. Richaha, all the Rig Mantras, Rig Mantras. Akshare Adhi Nishedhu. Adhi should go with the Nishedhu. Adhi Nishedhu. Abide in Brahman. Akshare in Brahman. Adinisheduhu. Abide. So Akshare Adinisheduhu means in Brahman all the Rig Mantras abide. As non-separate from it. Which is Aksharam. Not subject to change. Which is not affected by samsara. Yasmin Brahmani. Devaha Brahmadayaha Brahmadayaha Dev Yasmin Brahmani Devaha Brahmadayaha. In which Brahman, all the Devas from Brahmaji to Indra, Varuna, Agni and so on remain non-separate. The prefix adhi will go with the verb nisheduhu and means reside. In the Manomaya, we are discussing the imagery of bird. I'm reading that previous sentence. Richaha, all the Rig Mantras, akshare adhi nisheduhu, abedin Brahman. As non-separate from Brahman, as non-separate from it, which is Aksharam, not subject to change, which is not affected by samsara. Yasmin Brahmani, Devaha Brahmadayaha, in which all the Devas from Brahmaji to Indra, Varuna, Agnihi and so on, remain non-separate. Uparibhavena Sthitaha Sarva Samsara Asprishte Brahmani Swarupatvena Sthitva Iti Yavat Tathaiva Richo Vedaha Tasmin Sthitaha Iti Mantrarthaha. It's a particular quotation. Homaji has given a quotation from Vanamala Tika of Shankara's commentary. Uparibhavena sthitaha sarva samsara aspriste brahmani swarupatvena sthita iti யாவத்து ததைவ ரிச்சோ வேதாக தஸ்மின் ஸ்திதாக இதி மந்த்ரார்த்தஹா. வாட் ஹி சேஸ் இஸ் ஹிஸ் யஸ்மின் பிரம்மணி தேவாக பிரம்மாதேகா இன் விச் பிரம்மன் ஆல் தி தேவாஸ் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மாஜி டு இந்திரா வருணா அக்னி அண்ட் சோ ஆன் ரிமைன் நான் செப்பரேட். The prefix adhi will go with the verb nishedhu and means reside. So in the manomaya we are discussing the imagery of bird. That part is over. This is an introduction for the next following words. In the manomaya we are discussing the imagery of bird. It was said tasya yajureva shiraha rig dakshina pakshaha Samottar of Pakshaha. All of them referring to Samhitas, mantras. Now, what is the Atma, body of the bird? Adesha Atma. Adesha is the body. What is the Adesha here? Bhashyakara explains it. Adeshaha Atra Brahmanam. அதிதேஷ்டவ்ய விசேஷான் விசேஷான் அதி அதிதிஷதி இதி. அதிதேஷ்டவ்ய மீன்ஸ் விசேஷான் அதிதிஷதி இதி. விசேஷான் அதிதிஷதி இதி ஆதேஷஹ. வாட் இஸ் ஆதேஷஹ? ஆதேஷஹ லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். சோ அதிதேஷ்டவ்ய அதிதேஷ்டவ்ய விசேஷான் அதிதேஷ்டவ்ய விசேஷான் அதிதிஷதி இதி ஆதேஷஹ. ஆதேஷ இஸ் தி பிராமணம். த வேர்ட் ஆதேஷஹ ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் பிராமணா செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி வேதா. So now we are seeing the trunk part of the Manomayatma. Manomaya. The word Adeshaha here means Brahmana section. That which gives instructions regarding rituals, which require instructions regarding their performance. The word Akasha, the word Adeshaha here means Brahmana section. ஆதேஷ ஆத்மா. இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர் த மந்திரா இட் டு பி கிளியர். த வேர்ட் ஆதேஷ ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் பிராமணா செக்ஷன். தட் விச் கிவ்ஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் விச் ரிக்வயர் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் தேர் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ். ஆதேஷ ஹியர் இஸ் பிராமணம். அத்ர மீன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் இமேஜரி. இஃப் வேத மந்திராஸ் ஆர் ஹெட் அண்ட் சோ ஆன், body also must be something connected. It cannot be some local magazine. So it is said, body is Brahmana portion of Vedas. Atidishati iti adeshaha. That which gives instructions. Brahmana section gives instructions regarding all the atideshtavya viseshan. All kartavya viseshan, the yajnas and yagas, such as this ritual has to be done in this manner and so on. That is the middle portion. That is body. Atharvangirasa cha atharvanangirasa cha drishta mantra brahmanan cha சாந்திக பௌஷ்டிகாதி பிரதிஷ்டா ஹேது கர்ம பிரதானாக தத் புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா அதர்வணாங்கிரசாச்ச திருஷ்டா மந்திரா பிராமணஞ்ச சாந்திக பௌஷ்டிகாதி பிரதிஷ்டா ஹேதுகம் பிரதிஷ்டா ஹேது கர்ம பிரதானாஸ்தத் புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா. வி பிரேக் இட் நவ். அதர்வண அங்கிரசா, அதர்வண அங்கிரசா atharvanangirasa cha drishta mantra mantraha drishtaha mantraha atharvanena angirasa cha drishtaha mantraha atharvanangirasa cha drishtaha mantraha brahmananca shantika paushtikadi pratishtha hetu karma pradhanaha tat puccham pratishtha. So the mantras and brahmana that were seen by the seers Atharva and Angiras, Atharvana Angirasa, both are Atharvan, Sanakaranta Shabda, Atharvana, then Angirasa, Cha Drishtaha Mantraha, Brahmanancha, Mantraha Brahmanancha. So the mantras and Brahmanam that were Drishtaha, seen by the seers, Atharvana Angirasa, Atharva and Angiras, is the tail, Puccham is the tail, which is the support. So Athra Veda become the support of the Manomaya Atma. These mantras are mainly connected to karmas that are the cause for the stability of a person in the form of Shanti and nourishment. Shantika Mantraha means mantras pertaining to the karmas which blesses a person with stability. And Paushtika means mantras which are the pertaining to the karmas that cause the nourishment, Paushtika. So Shantika Paushtikadi Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanaha Tat Puccham Pratishtha. So these mantras are mainly connected to karmas that are the cause for the stability of a person in the form of shanti and nourishment, and hence they are tail, the support. A nice meaning is given here. The tail is the various mantras and prose vakyas, prose sentences seen by the rishis, Atharva and Angiras. Mantras were seen by the rishis. I'm reading the footnote. Rishati is equal to Pashyati iti Rishihi. One who sees is called Rishihi, a seer. He does not create the mantras. He only sees the mantras that are already there. Therefore, a better translation of the word Rishihi would be seer, not a sage. These mantras are Shantika Paushtikadi Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanaha. Shantika Paushtikadi Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanaha. These mantras are Karma Pradhanaha, predominantly karma based. Karma Pradhanaha, predominantly karma based, meant for Shanti, antidote for undesirable results. And Pushtihi, nourishment. Shantihi, Pushtihi. Both are Strilingi Shabdas. So, these mantras are Karma Pradhanaha, predominantly karma based, meant for Shantihi, antidote for the undesirable results, and Pushti, nourishment. Karma Eva Pradhanam Yesham, karma yeva pradhanam yesham, te karma pradhanaha mantraha. There are many karmas in Atharva Veda, meant for neutralizing certain papas. There are many karmas in Atharva Veda meant for neutralizing certain karmas known as prayaschitta karmani. There are also karmas to nourish, enhance one's punyas, and they are known as paushtika karmas, which give pushti, nourishment, health. These two types of karma are pratishthahetuhu, cause for one's stability. Therefore, they are tailed support. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati manomayatma prakashakaha puravat iti tritiyanuvaka bhashyam. So in the same meaning, tadapi, in the same meaning, there is a mantra that throws light on manomaya atma. Similar to what was said earlier, pranamaya and pranamaya. See, there was a rig mantra pertaining to annamaya. There was a rig mantra pertaining to pranamaya. So also, there is a rig mantra pertaining to this manomaya kosha. Manomaya Atma is going to come later on. So with reference to Manomaya Atma, whose form was presented as Vrityatmaka Yajuradi Vedaha, there is the following mantra, throwing light upon Manomaya. Any question in this section?
Swamini, if I say that here they speak about the karma part of the Veda, am I right? For the Manomaya, they are talking about the karma part of Veda. If I say that, is right?
It is all mantras, yeah.
So then the next
entire Veda mantras, all mantras, yeah.
All the mantras. So what is the connection between that and the man of mind here?
See, what he says, see, now we're supposed to understand the mind. Finally, what is the actual result? Actually, what we need to understand is, what is mind? We have to see that Atma, the truth of I, implied with the term Atma, is not the mind. But mind is Atma, Atma is not the mind. And you have to know, finally, I am Atma, distinct from the mind also. Finally, supposed to learn what? What is the content of I? Content of I is pure consciousness implied with the term Atma. It means I am distinct from even the mind because we have very close identity with the mind. All the time we take the mind for self. And all our confusions, all our behavior, all our reactions, responses, everything is based on our identity with the mind. You take the mental condition as yourself, as something very you. That's how avyavahara is. Now the whole aim is to distinguish the I, what I am, I have to see correctly. And for which you need to know even the mind, you are distinct from the mind also. Therefore, manomaya has to be discussed. What is manomaya atma? What is manomaya? So for that we have to say how the thoughts. The thoughts alone come and go. And the thoughts are of the nature of inertness because thoughts do not have independent existence of their own. Therefore, this individual mind is something which cannot exist, which has to be resolved in Samashti mind, which is Hiranyagarbha. We have to see at every level, we have to resolve the individuality in totality at every level. At Annamaya level also, you resolve first. Let me take you step by step. At Annamaya level also, we understand this one individual gross physical body being inseparable, being non-different from the corresponding totality of bodies, corresponding total matter. Similarly, the individual prana cannot exist by itself. There's no individual prana. Individual prana is possible because there's samashti pranaha. Similarly, individual without individual mind, there cannot be samashti manaha. Sorry, without samashti manaha, there cannot be individual manaha. So at the mind level also, you have to see vyashti manaha is to be resolved in samashti manaha. The totality of minds is called Hiranyagarbha. Okay, totality of pranas is said to be Sutratma. And the totality of minds is called Hiranyagarbha. Where is the individual mind? Just as there cannot be one wave alone by itself without the ocean being around, so also at every level, at the physical level, at the prana level, at the mental level also, you see the individual body cannot survive without its corresponding total. Individual prana cannot survive without its corresponding total. So also individual mind also cannot survive without its corresponding total. So you resolve individual mind in the samashti mind, which is it's called resolution at the first level. So because we understand individual mind is, what is individual mind now? The mind is mithya. It has no independent existence. And it is of the nature of inertness. It comes and goes. It is not there always. So all these things we understand, you negate it as mithya. And then you resolve it for mind. Vyashti manaha should be resolved in samashti manaha. Like wave is ocean. Understanding. Similarly, this vyashti manaha is samashti manaha, which is Hiranyagarbha. Then samashti manomaya, you must resolve in vijnanamaya. This has to happen. This is the main teaching for us. But here, why Vedas are presented instead of taking up something else? We are supposed to analyze the thoughts. So in the place of analyzing the thoughts, instead of saying jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, etc., you could have given that also. Usually that's what we do. Here for a change, Upanishad, what Veda does, all the Veda mantras are given as the thoughts. What does it mean? By way of presenting the Veda mantras as the thoughts, Upanishad makes us understand the greatness of Vedas, perennial eternity of Vedas. At the same time, you also understand how mind is anatma. Anatma means it is inert. Inert means it is of nature of, it is mithya. It has no independent existence. Finally, even the thoughts, which are very, very important for knowledge, but even thoughts are also what? Anatma only. You have to understand that. So for that, here Upanishad, instead of saying our own thoughts, Upanishad presenting all the Veda mantras. That is what the question was. Why do we use Veda mantras for the thoughts? Because thoughts are, even though all the mantras are in the form of Shabda, words, any mantra uttered is in the form of Shabda, no doubt. But originally, before the mantra manifests as the Shabda, it is in the form of a thought only. Therefore, all the Veda mantras are of the thoughts, and what they reveal are subtle facts. Therefore, they do not perish. So every time the problem happens, mantras remain resolved, again they become manifest. Just to make us understand, even though Veda mantras are perennially eternal, the thoughts are of the nature of inertness. Therefore, finally, the whole discussion is presented just to make us understand Veda mantras originally are in the form of thoughts only, and for which objects are not outside. Usually, when the knowledge takes place, or any cognition takes place in the mind, the corresponding object of a thought will be outside the sense organs, outside of the sense organs. Whereas the contents of the Veda, the knowledge, all Vedic knowledge, which is in the form of thoughts, they do not have objects outside. And where are the thoughts? Thoughts remain resolved in consciousness, again to become manifest. Remain resolved, again becomes manifest. That is why they're not destructible. They're always there. So just to make you understand the thoughts, simply Upanishad uses thoughts. He has taken all the Veda mantras as for the analysis of Manomayatma. Have you answered?
Yes, Swami, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was just, was it sleepy, but anyway, I managed to say. Okay, this is nice. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. We'll see again. We'll be seeing it again. Actually, when I gave a talk, and I think in Watford or also in South London, I did mention this. If you go back and check, you can find the Mula Grantha. If you listen those talks, you can find out. Definitely, I did speak in my, I think we did Taittiriya class in our, there was some time, golden period of South London time. I did in the church hall. I gave a talk. Recordings are there. If you listen, it will become much clearer. Okay. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati manomayatma prakashakaha purvat. So the following Rig Mantra is going to be throwing light on the manomaya kosha. Okay. Anuvakaha 4. Yato. Now, Rig Mantra. Please make a note. It's the Rig Mantra begins. Rig Mantra throwing light on the manomaya kosha. Yato vacho nivattante aprapya manasasaha. After finishing all koshas, I'll give you a small summary, then it become much clearer. Yato vacho nivattante yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha apraapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadachaneti Nabibheti kadachaneti anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadachaneti tasseisha eva sharira atma tasseisha eva sharira atma yav purvasya yav purvasya tasmadvayetasman manomayat tasmadvayetasman manomayat anyontara atma vijnanamayah anyontara atma Atma vijnanamayaha tenaisha purnaha tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidhayeva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhaha tasya shraddhaiva shiraha ritam dakshinah pakshaha Satyamuttarav Pakshaha An Yoga Atma Mahapucham Pratishtha Mahapucham Pratishtha Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. So here Yato Vacho Nivartante Apraapya Manasa Saha Anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kadachaneti. Until then, Rig Mantra. Afterwards, Vijnanamaya begins. Tasyesha eva sharira atma. There onwards, Vijnanamaya begins. So, Manomaya, the Rig Mantraha in prose Upanishad. Brahmana Upanishad. Taittiriya Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad. Prose Upanishad. In this prose Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda, there is a mantra, a verse quoted from Rigveda. beginning from where? Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kukadachaneti. Until then. Rig mantra. It is an explanation of the manomaya atma, manomaya kosha. Okay, let us read this. Iti chaturtaha anuvakaha. Words along with the mind return. Yataha vachaha nivartante. Vachaha nivartante means words return. Vachaha nivartante, words return. Manasa saha, along with the mind. Manasa saha. Aprapya, aprapya without reaching. Aprapya without reaching. Manasa saha, along with the mind. Vachaha nivartante. Words writ. Vachaha nivartante. Words along with the mind return without reaching Hiranyagarbha. So one whom, that's all, finished. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan. And then that what's in now is a meditation. Anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kada chaneti yaha brahmanaha anandam vidvan saha kadachana na bibheti. So one who meditates on his swarupam as anandaha. Anandam vidvan means one who meditates upon one's own swarupam, meditate on his swarupam as anandaha, na bibheti kadachaneti, does not fear at any time. So thus ends the Rig Mantra. This manomaya is, okay, I'm going to stop that next portion and then I'll read this from here, okay? We'll read again later on. I'm only going to see the meaning of this now. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kadachaneti. Let us focus only on manomaya. Then we can come back here. The manomaya, the Rig Mantra discussing manomaya kosha is only until that, the small two lines. Words along with the mind return without reaching Hiranyagarbha. One who meditates on his swarupam as ananda does not fear at any time. So one who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha as ananda does not fear at any time. So upasanam, upasana phalam also is mentioned here. Now I am going to read this side. Instead of upasanam, the manomaya at this level also can be taken as anandam brahma. So instead of upasanam, the manomaya at this level also can be taken as anandam brahma. Brahmanaha anandam vidvan. Knowing that ananda of Brahman, one is free from fear. Vidwan is Brahmavid of the sentence of this chapter. At every level we have to apply na bibheti kadachaneti. One is not afraid at any time. At the mental level also, Brahmavit is free from fear. Because there is no cause for fear. after the discussion of the mantras, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma and Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam, Vidwan's Atma is talked about. That Atma which is Brahman is indeed Annamaya, is Pranamaya, is Manomaya. This is the most acceptable explanation without any complication. Whether to take the result of freedom from here, from freedom from fear, as Brahma Vidya Phalam or Upasana Phalam is always doubted at each level. The whole Manomaya can be looked at as Brahman, Ishvara. The whole Manomaya can be looked at as Brahman, Ishvara, and all emotions, past and present, can be processed as non-separate from Brahman. This is in keeping with what the Upanishad is going to say later about the result. Kimaham sadhuna karavam atmanagaspunute. The Vidwan looks at both the guilt of omission and commission in the form of Atma. There is no attempt to remove them. That is all futile. One has to look at them as Ishvara's order. Na bibheti kadachaneti. It's upalakshanam for all other emotions like pain, isolation, rejection, etc. All these are the remnants in every body. Brahma vittu when you have at Manomaya as Parameshwara, when you look at Manomaya as Parameshwara, as Brahma vittu, when you look at Manomaya as Parameshwara, Sampradaya takes it as Upasanam. I'm repeating sentence. As Brahma vittu, when you look at Manomaya as Parameshwara, Brahma vittu means Upasaka. Don't forget. If you look at Manomaya as Parameshwara, Sampradaya takes it as Upasanam and talks about it at all these levels. The reason for this is seen in the statements like Anyontaratma Manomayaha and so on. As we proceed further, the earlier ones are viewed as anatma. Therefore, at every level, you have to look at it as Saguna Brahma. Here the result given is for Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Hiranyagarbha means Samashtihi. Total and samashtihi means order. Hiranyagarbha means samashtihi, total, and samashtihi means order. All the emotions that constitute Manomaya are viewed as non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. Then one gains certain freedom from fear at this level. Bhashyakara left it to Tikakara. Bhashyakara left it to Tikakara's imagination. And Tika gives at least 7 options for this knowledge, for this meaning. So the Tika gives at least 7 options for this meaning. the means there is certain vagueness in the presentation. The Bhashyakara begins his explanation only from the sentence Tasyesha Eva Sharira Atma onwards. We have not done the Manomaya. We just started. The following paragraph is nice one. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha ityadi. So, it is very important. We are going to understand the limitation of words and the thoughts. Why words cannot describe Atma? Already we have seen, but it's going to be very clear here. Why thoughts cannot conceive Atma? How Atma is not an object of thought, but Atma is the very swarupam of thought. So this is going to be discussed. We'll see next class. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti.